Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. That's going to help. Trying to see if these klalim will apply, who the halach is like under all circumstances. Ela mihadisnan, fourth line. Haminiach es deso v'halach lishbos b'hirachiris. A person leaves his house for Shabbos. He's part of a chotzer. He has a house in the chotzer. Normally he would have to make an Eruv with everybody else. Otherwise, if he didn't make an Eruv, then his Rishus would Aser everybody else's, because they all would be one. He would be separate. So carrying from any of the houses into the Chatzar would be carrying from one Rishus into a bigger Rishus, because now the Chatzar is Meshutaf to two people, and each house is only one person. So somebody left his house for Shabbos. Echad Nachri v'Echad Yisrael Oser Levnei Chatzeros. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that doesn't make a difference if he's there or he's not there. His house needs to be part of the Erev. If it's not, then everybody's Oser. Rabbi Huda Omer Eino Oser. Rabbi Huda says in any case it's not Oser. No Jew or a Goy, neither one Osers. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nachri Oser Yisrael Eino Oser. Rabbi Yossi says a goy asers because he could come back on Shabbos. But a Jew who leaves for Shabbos is gone. So he's still considered like he's not there b'chlal, not part of the chotzer. B'nei she'en derech Yisrael lovo b'Shabbos. It's not normal for a Jew to come back on Shabbos. Reb Shimon omer afilu hiniach es beso. V'holach lishbots etzel bito. Boso here, eino oser. Even if he went away to a close place where he could come back on Shabbos, still he doesn't aser. Because he took his mind off this place. This is not his dira anymore. For this Shabbos, it's not his dira. For Omer of Chama Bar Guria, Omer Rav, Halacha Krib Shimon. And Rav Chama Bar Guria said in the name of Rav, the Halacha is a Krib Shimon. Uman Poligalei Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, the Omeris Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halacha Krib Yehuda. We have a klal we said before, that if Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. And here Rabbi Chama Bar Guria passed like Rabbi Shimon. So you see that he doesn't hold in these klalim. Or says in my kusha. Same answer as before. Dilma hocha nami hechad itmar itmar hechad lo itmar lo itmar. Elami ha. We'll try to bring a raya from the next Mishnah. That these klalim don't apply. Dishnan. Oh, let's see Rashi till here. Osra b'nei chatzero shelo yotzio mi b'otei l'chotzer b'nei sheyesh lo reshus b'chotzer. Right, he asks on the other people in the chotzer to take from their house into the chotzer. The afa pishenu b'ir, even though he's not in the city, osra leim in lo ir of kodim shalach. He asks on them, like we explained, if, as long as he didn't make an error before he left with them. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino osir ho aveino b'ir. Since he's not there, his reshus in the chatzar is like it doesn't exist. Nachrio serafa pishenu beir shar yochalava. A goy does aser because he could come back. The ainze hesach min aleif. Avon Yisrael mishahalach mikan v'lo bo me'erev Shabbos hisiach lebeisom ilibo kol haShabbos. He's takes his home out of his heart, so it's like he's not there. Shari leyovo, he's not going to come back on Shabbos. Hilkach mandalesla. It's like this deer has no bialim, and therefore nobody to aser on the rest of the people. Even if he went away close by to his daughter's house in the same city, and he could come back on Shabbos, still he doesn't aser. Rabbi Yehuda poligalei to Amar beir acheres ein oser haba osoyer oser. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Shimon. Rav Shimon says, even if he's close by, it doesn't aser. And Rabbi Yehuda holds only if he's in another city, and he won't come back. Rabbi Yossi nami poligalei. L'chora, we had halachas like Rabbi Yossi. So it's even a bigger question. Right? It took one of the two to ask the question. Okay. Elami hodisnan. We have another raya that these klalim don't apply. The Zeu Shomru Ha'oni Ma'arig Maraglov, Rav Meir Omer Anu Ein Lanu Ela Oni The Mishnah says that Adi means a person who's traveling, not in his house. So he doesn't necessarily have bread that he's carrying with him. So he can make an Erev by going to the place, Erev Shabbos, and being there when Shabbos comes in, and then he can go back home or whatever, and he's Kona Shvisa in the place that he was without a pas, without any bread, by being there. Remeir Omer Anu Ein Lanu Ela Ani. It's only an Ani. A Balabayas who's in his house has to bring a pas to the place that he wants to be Kona Shvisa. He can't just go there without a pas, and the pas has a cooler too, because he can send the Shliach with the pas. And the Eruv, if you don't go with the pas, you have to go yourself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Echad Ani Vechad Asher. Anybody could go and be Ma'ariv Maraglov, to go and be there when Shabbos came in. Lo Omru Ma'arvim Bapas, Elo Lahokil Av Asher, Shelo Yetzi, the Ariv Maraglov. The only reason you need a pas is a kula, that a person who has the pas doesn't have to go himself. He can send the shliach to put the pas there. But if he wants to go himself, anybody can go themselves and be called a shvisa. Umasdei Rav Chiya Barashi, L'Chiya Barav, Kamei Dorav, Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. And Rav Chiya Barashi said to Rav Chiya Barav in front of Rav that Hakad Halacha is Echad Ani V'Echad Asher. Both can make an Erev Baraglav. V'Omer L'Rav, Siyim V'Nami Halacha Rav Yehuda. And Rav finished it off and said, Halacha is Rav Yehuda. Tarte Lamali, why do you have to say both of these things? He basically, they said the halacha is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Why do you have to repeat that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? The Amos of Meir of Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We know anyway. Why do you have to mention specifically the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda over here, when we know specifically that in every case, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Shemara says, in my kushya, Dilma Rav, less lay lahani klali, ena chanami. Maybe Rav doesn't hold like these klalim. So now already we have that these klalim are not universal. It's possible that there are people who argue on them, and Rav is one of them. But lamaisa, otherwise the klalim do apply. Elamiha, bring another raya, that the klalim bechlal don't apply, not just the Rav doesn't hold of them. Tisnan, hayivam alo sachlots. Oh, let's see Rashi till here. What? It's not going to help. Zeu shamru bepirkin. This is later on in our perek. Anu ein lanu shiyochel litno shvisa baragla belo eruv pas elo ani klomer mishu baderech veinim pas. Only a person who's traveling can be called the shvisa without a pas by being there when Shabbos comes in. Echad Asher and Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Doesn't make a difference. Hayosher Veso, both an Asher who's sitting at home, has a pass. He can go without the pass to the place he wants to become a Shvisa Erev Shabbos, stay there till Shabbos comes in, then go home and the next day carry 2,000 Amos beyond that place. If he wants to go without a pass and be there personally, he can. Shalom Yaitzei Mipnei HaTorech V'Yerub Baragla V'Elei Tiru L'Shloch Erub HaPasai D'Shlucha. The whole reason of Pas is a Kula. For the person who doesn't want to go there himself can send the Shliach with a Pas. But if you want to go yourself, anybody can go. U'masni L'Pchia Barashi L'masnisin L'Chia Barav Kamei D'Rav Echad Oni V'Echad Asher Milser V'Yehuda. They said the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, what Rav Yehuda said. And Rav added the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Lama leila mifsek halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you have to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? To Rabbi Meir Poligalei, who argues on Rabbi Meir, Hakailis le'el, he made a klal before, Tehechad lo itmar halacha lo kamar v'lo kamar avdinik Rabbi Yehuda. Even if the halacha wasn't paskin specifically Rabbi Yehuda, you do like Rabbi Yehuda anyway. Rav lesley lahani klali, Mishum the Rav Lesley Kamras Lesnu. Rabbi Yochanan Kamar Lahu Valach Rabbi Yochanan. And that which we said before, that these klalim don't apply, that was according to Rav. But Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rav, and he does hold on the Klolim. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, connected Rav. So the Klolim stand. Now the Gemara is going to still try to bring Rai, that they don't stand. Not only according to Rav, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Elami hodisnan, hayuvam alosachlot, velotis yabim, ad shiula shlosha chadoshim. V'chein shar ha'kol anoshim, lo yinosu v'lo yisarsu, ad shiula hem shlosha chadoshim. A yuvam is not allowed to get chalitza till 3 months pass by from the time that her husband died. Because we're afraid that she's pregnant and we don't know it. And if she's pregnant, the chalitza won't help. And then people will think that it did help. And she'll get married to somebody and she'll still be and what's it called? And then people find out that she was pregnant. They won't know that she was pregnant by the original chalitza, and they'll think that what's it called? Yivama just goes out without chalitza. See Rashi, Yivama lo sachlot besoch gimel chadoshin lemisas baila. From the time her husband dies, she has to wait 3 months before she can either get chalitza or yibum. Because in those 3 months, we're not sure if she's pregnant or not. The first time of the Yavamos, Shema Muberesi, because maybe she's pregnant and we don't know it. By 3 months, we'll know if she's pregnant or not. Because it shows. She shows by 3 months. But until 3 months, we don't know. And maybe she's pregnant. The Chalitza's Muberesi and Chalitza. And the Chalitza done to Muberesi is not Chalitza. Because she doesn't need Yibum. She has it. She's having a child. And Rove women have children that are healthy. Tim Tomar Tachlos Besoch Gimel, the Tam Tim Adla Achra Gimel. So Rashi says the Gemara over there asks, why can't she make chalitza within the 3 months and then wait, not do anything, not get married to anybody until 3 months pass, and then La Achra Gimel Shin Tim Tzim Muberes Ein Tzricha Chalitza. And then if she is Muberes, she didn't need chalitza, so she's mutter anyway. Imtailid Vlad Shokayama, she eventually gives birth to a healthy child. Vimlotim to Muberis, and if after 3 months we find she's not pregnant, ain't a tricha chalitza cheres, then she's what's it called? She the chalitza then helped. We don't know if she's pregnant or not. If she's not pregnant, the chalitza helped. So we'll wait till 3 months, and then we'll see. Did the chalitza help, or was it not necessary? Vimtailid Vlad Shayla Shokayama, Tachlos Pamshniya. And if she will eventually miscarry that child, not give birth to a healthy child will die, then she'll get a second chalitza. Because the first chalitza didn't help because she was pregnant when she got it. Now she, what's it called, needs chalitza because she never really gave birth to a healthy child. So retroactively, it wasn't. She still needs yibum or chalitza. Shemi yevlad shel kayoma ve'enu chalitza la'osu l'kohuna. The Litzrich says, no, you know why you can't do that? Because we're afraid that the Vlad will be a Vlad Shel Kayama. And the first Chalitza was nothing. And people don't know that. They see that she had Chalitza. And they'll think that she's also to a Kohen. So you'll have to announce that she's mutter to a Kohen, because the first chalitza was nothing. Right? And then, so the Gemara says, so fine, so announce it. So the Gemara says, ikadavi b'chalitza v'lavi b'achroza, the sover shoru chalitza l'kohen. There'll be people around when the chalitza was done. They won't have heard the announcement, and they'll see her getting married to a Kohen. They'll think in the future that a chalitza can marry a Kohen. So because of that, they didn't let her have chalitza till after 3 months, when everything was nisbar one way or the other. The lotus yabin shema muberesi. She can't have yibum either, because maybe she's pregnant, and then she's eishes achiv who kids not makum yibum. She's asertim. The nimtza baal eishes achiv sheish labanim variyala bekares. Avol laachar shlosha the nikar bashena muberes. Oh, tachlos lotus yabin. After 3 months, when we see she's not pregnant, then either she gets chalitza or yibum. Shar kol anashim shemetele besoch tisha lemisas baila Sofik ben Shiva l'Achron, Sofik ben Tisha l'Rishon. Uboin and Havchana, Kiramina Bivamos, Shemi Yaabim, Eishes Ochid Ni'imo, the Yaid Osh Yeshisurim Harvey. And all women also. Woman whose husband died, or she got divorced, so she can't marry for 3 months. Why? Because if she gets married within the first 3 months, and she has a baby 9 months later, we don't know whose baby it is. It may be a six-month baby, about a seventh-month baby from the second one, or a nine-month baby from her original husband. And what do we care? Because we have to know who's the father. Because maybe the child will grow up and marry his sister from his father, not knowing that that was his father. And other Isurim too. And there also, there's another reason, I think Ram Gamliel says in Yevamos, see what it is, Shmuel says, we learn from a pasuk, "Ulezarach lacharecha." You have to, a person has to know his yichus, even if it, both are kosher, but you have to know who you are. Special pasuk. And some say that's min haTorah. It's not just an asmachta. But the reason, because maybe he'll marry his what's it called, his sister from his father, right? That's only drabanan. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. Can't get married within 3 months of divorce or death of the husband. Not only that, they can't even be erisin. Why not? Erisin, they don't live together. She's not going to get pregnant, being an arusa. Still, low plug. They were afraid that if they let her have erisin, she'll have nesuin. Ad shulam shloshu chadashim. Echad besulos, the echad beulos. Doesn't make a difference if they got married the first time, whether they're besulos or beulos. Echad almanos, the echad grushos. Doesn't make a difference if they were an almana or a grusha, if the husband died or he divorced them. Echad arusos, the echad nesulos. Doesn't make a difference if they were only married beirisin. So she couldn't have been pregnant from the first husband, because she never really got consummated the marriage. She only was an arusa. That's low across the board, it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nesuos Yisarsu, Varusos Yinosu, Chutz Mi'arusa Shabbi Yehuda, that Meshali Bogaspa. Rabbi Yehuda argues, says, no, they didn't make such a gzera. If a woman was only married with Erison to the first husband, then she can get fully married within 3 months to a second husband. Because it was impossible, she's pregnant. It's only Arusa. Except in Yehuda, they used to be Miyachid, the Chosin and Kala from Erison, and the chances are they live together. Because they wanted them to get familiar with each other. So maybe they got too familiar. So then already, we're afraid that maybe she's pregnant. But everywhere else, an arusa did not, couldn't get pregnant. Or, a woman was married full to the first husband, but she's allowed to be an arusa to the second one. Because she won't get pregnant. So it won't be any problem. We'll know it's the first husband's child if she's pregnant. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hanoshim misarsu, right? Any woman is allowed to have erusin after her husband dies or divorces her. Chutz min ha'almana b'nei yo'ibo. Except an almana, a woman whose husband died, she can't even have erusin because she's an avelus. V'amrinan, Rabbi Lozer, lo olabei medrasha. So again, we have on this, machlokas tanoim, that Rabbi Lazar didn't come to the Beis Medrash, and he wanted to know what happened. Ashkechel Ravasi, Tavi Koyim. See, he saw that Ravasi was there. Omerlei, my Omer with Beis Medrash. Said, what went on in the Beis Medrash today? Omerlei, Hochi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Michlal di Yechido Apodigalei. In Mashma, that's because a Yochid argues on him. That's true. Lo Tanya, let's see Rashi till here. Echad besulos, lo yisarsu, to cause the Rabbanan erusin after nesuin. Because the Rabbanan said if we let her have erusin, she'll have nesuin. And even though there's no reason to ask her an arusa, look, they ask her an arusa too. Achas besulos, before it's awesome, Doesn't make a difference if this is their first marriage, their previous one, or a second marriage. Doesn't make a difference what marriage it was or what happened to the husband. They have to wait 3 months. Even though she was only married with Erisin to the first husband, she couldn't have become pregnant. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't say a man in the ratio of this mission. So Rabbi Huda holds no. If she only has Erisin, it's okay, because she won't get pregnant from the second one. And therefore, if she gives birth after 9 months, it's for sure a 9-month baby from the first one. Since she's not going to live with this guy till after the Erisin, right? And even if she'll have Erisin a month later, it's not shayach that it's the second guy's child, because 6-month child is too premature to live. The arus oshinis alman who oshinis karishumin Erisin yinosu miyad. And a woman who only had Erisin with the first husband can get married to the second husband immediately. To halom yivabrim nusuk. It's impossible she's pregnant for the first one. Chutz min arus hashem Yehuda shoy regilim liyachid chosim akala kodem k'nisos l'chupa k'armin v'ksubas. Gaspa Rogiba Umakira Marutzula. They wanted them to get familiar with each other. So they used to be Miyachad the Kosan Kala. Chances are that she became pregnant then. Pa Noshim Isarsu, Atamakama Polik, Dosra Filule Ores, Varam Yehuda Polik, Deshore Arusali Nose. Right? So who, what's it called? Who's this? This is Rabbi Yossi. Yossi says, if she was originally an Arusa, then she's Takasa. But if she was originally a Nesua, she can have Erisin now. Chutz min alma. So he argues both on Rabbi Huda and on the Tanakam. Chutz min alma, mefnei ha'ibo, shasur li'aris kol yimei avla. She's not allowed to have Erisin as long as she's an Avela. That was all Shloshim Yom. Of a Grusha, tioris miyad, but a Grusha can get, have Erisin immediately. Halacha Rabbi Yosi, the matter le'oris miyad, and Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha is Rabbi Yosi, who says that erisin you can have right away. V'yamrina mechlal dehachstam adetani le'el achas arusos v'achas nesuos yichidai. Since Halacha is Rabbi Yosi, the stam of the Tanakama is a yochid, and Halacha is Rabbi Yosi against a yochid. Okay, v'atanya and achinami. We'll see a brayso that says that that Tanakama is a yochid. It identifies it. Gemara Vatanya, Hari Shahaisur Dufa Leilich Lebesadiyah. If this woman, whose husband died, wasn't home, she ran away to her father. So she wasn't living with her husband. Oh, Shahaisur Lakas and Baila. Or they had a fight, and they weren't living together. Oh, Shahaisur Baila Zakin, Oh, Chola. Or her husband was too old to have children. Or he was sick. Oshahaisa hichola, akara, skena, ktana, islandis, mishain ruya leilate. Or she was sick. She was an akara, a zakena, a ktana, or an islandis, or anybody else who can't have children. Oshahaya baila chavashve swasurim. Her husband was in prison. The hamapeles lacher misses baila. Or she had a miscarriage after her husband died. So she's surely not pregnant now from him. Here it says the Therish. That lo plug, that's the Tanakama from before. Echad Nesuos, Echad Arusos. Doesn't make a difference if the Svara applies or not. The Rabbanan answered it across the board. So that's Remeir. Rabbi Yossi Materli, Oris Linosi. Rabbi Yossi holds that you can have Erisin. But if she was an Arusa, you can't have Nesuot. But even if she was an Nesua, you can have Erisin. Miyad. So the Chora, now we see that Rabbi Yochanan paskened like Rabbi Yossi. Why? the klal is that he said, Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, the halacha is like Rav Yossi. Lama li, v'amris Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, halacha Rav Yossi. Or says, my kusha, dumma lafu gimin Rav Nachman, or Shmuel. Maybe Rav Yochanan had to say that to tell us not like Rav Nachman or Shmuel. The Amar halacha Rav Meir, big zero sof. Because Rav Nachman or Shmuel said, whenever a mayor made a gzera, the halacha is like him. So now we have two klalim that contradict each other. We have halacha that Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, the halacha is like Rav Yossi. But we also have a klal, according to Rav Nachman or Shmuel, that whenever a mayor made a gzera, like over here, the halacha is like him. So I might think that this is an exception, because it's Rav Meir, gzera of Rav Meir. Kamash Milan, Rav Yochanan doesn't hold to that klal. He holds to the klal, though, of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. So he had a paskin like Rav Yossi, not because the klal of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi doesn't apply. Because over here I might think it doesn't apply because it's a gzera of Rav Meir. Yeah, that was Rav Yaakov from Baridi who said that. That Rav Yochanan argues on. But what's it called? Yeah, that in a chenami. From here we see that much Rav Yochanan doesn't hold like Rav Yaakov Baridi. That halacha Rav Yossi mechadei rov. But at least mechadei rov. Rashi. But Tanya ben Yehusha redufa leilich lemesavir. Now we're trying to show that the one who argues on Rav Yossi is a mayor. Tadira ladra lemesavir. She, what's it called, doesn't live with her husband. She went back to live with her father. Be'ir acheres. Ve'en regila in baila. So little chance she got pregnant. Chola, the einuk mekabelis torach tashmish. She's sick. She can't live with her husband. Akara machmas mazel. She kvar nisis l'gimel bnei adam v'lo yoldo v'hen. V'huchsak akara. She's an akara. How do we know she's an akara? She married three times and never had children. Mestama, she had to live with each one 10 years. She lived 10 years with each one. She never had children. Islandess, Mimei Uba. An islandess is a woman that we know can't have children. She has simonim. The Yeshla simonim. Shein la Cyrus. She never reaches puberty. The Lodadin. Right? She never has secondary sexual characteristics. The Lushan islandess duchrenisa. Ka'ayil zeshen yivolit. Islandess is the word ayal. Ayal is a male ram. She's like a male. She can't have children. Or she can't give birth because she took some kind of medicine that made her sterile. Divir of Meir, Amar of Meir, who degos her bai, the pshita landena muberes, fuadin larusa. So you see that a Meir is the one who's the Tanakam of the other Brah, of the other Mishnah, that no matter what, she's awesome. The Lama Le Rabbi Yochanan, the Meir Malach Rabbi Yossi, Toyu Gufe Tayel Le'er, a Meir Rabbi Yossi, Alach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Allah as a Rabbi Yossi over a mayor. So why does he have to say it again? Ela Shema Mina, Lo Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lani Klali, Ela Hanach Amoroi Amrina Min Avshayim. You see that Rabbi Yochanan, even though they quoted Rabbi Yochanan, he never said it. My question, Dilma Afagav the Kailin Rabbi Yochanan, Itzrich Leila Mifsek Baha, Mishim Dahavi Rabbi Meir Machmir, Vomer Shmuel Allah Rabbi Meir Vigzirosav, Mekol Mokum Shehichmir, the Osir Rabbi Yochanan Afuki the Shmuel near the Bahalach of Rabbi Yossi. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yochanan had a paskin over here that the halacha is Rabbi Yossi, even though normally the halacha is Rabbi Yossi, that's only where a mayor's machmer, where he's gozer. But where a mayor is machmer, then we have another cloud that the halacha is a mayor. So I might think that Rabbi Yochanan held of that cloud. He comes along and tells me, no, I don't hold that cloud. Halacha is Rabbi Yossi, whether a mayor is machmer or mekel. Elamiha, another trial to bring a raya that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold in his klalim. Titania, holchem liurid shel nachrim, velokim mehem behema v'avodim u'shvachos, batim sados u'kromim, v'kosev u'mala be'erkohos shelohem, v'neishu kumatzel miyodam. Person's allowed to go to a fair of Goyim, even though it's a fair for Avodah Zarah, Rashi. You read, Shuka Nikta Liyom Chag Shalom Nikachom. It's a fair that's made on a Goyish holiday. Now, usually you're not allowed to do business with a Goy 3 days before his holiday, because if he makes a good deal, he'll go on his holiday and thank his God, and you're causing him to be over Avodah Zorah extra. The local impact, however, you're allowed to go to the fair, even on their holiday, and buy houses, fields, right? Right, because Rashi says, because then you're making them weaker, taking away their land. Or Rashi says, talking about Eretz Yisrael, buying houses and property in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So that mitzvah overrides the isser of doing business with a goy on his 3 days before his chag. The kosher, and you're allowed to even have the document notarized by a goyish court, so it'll be recognized for them too. Because it's mitneshum kematzel miyada, because you're saving these things from them. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it. And they would decide not to sell or whatever. Dimhoya kohen matami b'chutz laretz la dunu la'ari mohem. If he's a kohen, he's even allowed to go to chutz laretz for a court case with a goy to save whatever he can from whatever the litigation is on. Kishem shematami b'chutz laretz. Just like he can go to Chutz Laaretz to Kohen, if he has to go into a Beis HaKvaris to do the litigation, to get to the court, he can do that too. So Mora says, Beis HaKvaris, going to Chutz Laaretz is Nisa Drabonin, because of Tumas Eretz Ha'ami. It's only Nisa Drabonin. Beis HaKvaris is Nisa Doraisa. How could you imater Nisa Doraisa to save money from a goy? Where it says, so kadaitach tumah deraisahi, ela b'beis ha-pras rabbanan. It's not a beis ha-kvaris. A beis ha-pras, where there's a chance there was a grave that was lost, and we're not sure. So that's a nusid rabbanan. So he's allowed to go into a beis ha-pras to get to the court to do this litigation. U'metami lisi'i shuvalim l'torah. Similarly, a kohen is allowed to go to chutz laretz to get married or to learn Torah. And here Tosfos says, and surely other mitzvahs, right? What's it called? Only these mitzvahs, because these are mitzvahs rabbah. Learning Torah and getting married are mitzvahs rabbos, but for other mitzvahs he's not allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. And even here, it's only if he comes back. He has in mind to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Shiltus learns that's all mitzvahs, even these, because marriage, you can marry somebody in Eretz Yisrael who said you have to go to Chutz Laaretz. Learning Torah, you could learn Torah from somebody in Eretz Yisrael. It's just you prefer not to. Or you could learn better, or get a different wife. But there are surely wives and rebbes available in Eretz Yisrael. The chiddush is, even that, not everybody wants to marry everybody. Not everybody can want to learn from everybody. So if you can only learn or marry somebody, Chutz Laaretz should not go. Kol shekein, other mitzvahs which you can only do with Chutz Laaretz. There's no way of doing it in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda, he must have his man she motzi lumot. Rav Yehuda said it's only if he has no rebbe in Eretz Yisrael that suits him. Av a motzi lumot lo yitame. If he finds a rebbe that suits him in Eretz Yisrael, he can't stop go to Chutz Laaretz to learn there. Rav Yossi Omer, af his man she motzi lumot no yitame. If he she'ein min hakol zochadim lumot. Even if he has somebody he can learn from in Eretz Yisrael, he can go. Because you're not zochah to learn from everybody. Maybe you'll be more matzliach with the Rebbe in Chutz Laaretz. Rashi. Behema v'avodim u'shvachos that meshe machnisim l'kdusha. The reason he's allowed to buy these things, because they now become kodesh, they become his things. His evitz chayv and mitzvahs and shifcha and so on. And the behema won't work on Shabbos. U'mal ashtar berkosh shalohem. He's allowed to go get it notarized in a goyish court. Even though he's showing them importance, showing they can notarize it. The And since it's so close to their holiday, we're afraid they may go and thank their God for letting them have such a good deal. We're still mutter because the benefit outweighs the detriment. We're afraid that if you don't notarize it, the goy will will contest the sale. Beisakvoris al kadaytechov v'balav. That's an isadoraisa. Sheino motzi lil mo b'artzah.